Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all our listeners. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mdiwa Kabaza, and for today, we're talking about a very important issue, and that's just around medical cover, medical aid, and what the actual cost of being hospitalized is in South Africa. We've known that, you know, around the world, the cost of medical care in general is quite high. And in places like the US, it's quite a big political issue that they have there, you know, sort of coming to the fore through the pandemic. And in South Africa, you know, we have a lot of medical aid societies, we have a lot of medical insurance, a lot of medical cover. And sometimes people think that they are, you know, covered for certain occurrences, certain hospitalizations, certain procedures, only to see that there is a difference or a shortfall that usually occurs. You think you're paying, you think your medical aid is going to cover 100% of your bill, and then you then discover that no, they're paying 100% of the rate, you know, of the average rate, or, you know, the rate that they think is decent. So there's a lot of, you know, a little bit of voodoo around, you know, these this medical cover. And to sort of help us to unpack what a lot of it means is the chief executive guru of insurance comparison platform Compare Guru, and that is Travis Wilkins. Travis, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you so much for being with us. Getting a sense first, before we get into, you know, the meat and potatoes of the discussion, Compare Guru as an insurance comparison platform, what does the platform actually do? And I think more importantly, how did you guys actually get started?
Yeah, Madiba, so Compare Guru is, you know, like you said, a comparative platform where we compare several types of insurance products across several different insurance providers. And we support that comparative platform with what we call the gurus, the insurance gurus, which guides our clients and consumers to the most appropriate solution for their needs. And we got started in 2016 as a licensed financial service provider, you know, and contracted with our providers on our platform, and really to try and obviously educate consumers out there in, you know, the various product verticals, as we call them, to obviously increase coverage in South Africa of the lives that are uncovered, from, you know, car and household insurance to life insurance, funeral insurance, and obviously gap cover as well is one of those.
Just out of interest, are you the founder?
No, I'm not the founder. I took over in 2018.
And I guess your background?
So my background is in financial planning. I founded a business in 2016, which is now called CG Private Wealth, which I then sold on and took over Compare Guru. And I've got a background very much in financial planning, like I said, the advice space.
Okay, cool. That makes sense. We've actually had a couple of, people from the financial planning fraternity that have joined us. So, you know, this is definitely right up of our alley. And insurance is one of those things that is, you know, I guess affecting all of us. It touches all of us. It's the one thing that people say is a grudge purchase or a grudge payment that's made, but one of those things that you regret not having in the case of an eventual. So when it comes to, you know, this issue of gap cover, right, I guess your interest in all of this, like, what is it?
So, you know, our interest at Compare Guru and gap cover specifically is educating, you know, the consumers on the necessity for it. I think, you know, a lot of people just expect that if they're on medical aid, you know, they've got full coverage for whatever treatment they need in hospital. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not the case. There's several complex reasons for that. But really, you know, we want to try and educate, obviously, including our clients and the broader community as to the necessity for gap cover to cover, you know, those potential shortfalls they might have where medical aids aren't able to cover, you know, the full amount for hospital treatment.
And when it comes to that, like, what are some of the trends that you guys have seen in the market? I was just doing some reading before we got into this discussion, and it's quite scary, some of the shortfalls that people are facing out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the stats we've kind of seen is the most common claim event, which is actually a bit of a surprise, but it's hospitalized dentistry, mostly for kids, because there's a lot of, obviously, as younger kids need extractions, they generally will put them under anesthetic for that. So it is a hospital event. And the average is about 5,500 rands worth of shortfall. The second being childbirth, and average shortfall for childbirth is you know, upwards of 12,000 rand. You know, and I can attest to that, having recently had a child ourselves. We had a shortfall, and we consider ourselves to be on you know, quite a comprehensive plan, medical aid plan, that is, and we had a shortfall upwards of 12,000 rand as well. So those are probably the two most common events. You know, childbirth, obviously, you know, really, really something you don't want to sit with a shortfall on, because it's obviously such a special event. And then I think the largest claim we've seen in recent years was 150,000 rand, and that was for spinal surgery. So there's, you know, there's certain events that you know, you just, it shows the importance of obviously having gap cover.
From your point of view, like, where do these shortfalls actually come from? Because, like you said, people, you know, will be sitting thinking that they have a comprehensive medical aid or medical cover that they're paying for. So how do those shortfalls actually come about or occur? Because I guess the messaging when people are paying or people are choosing some of these products, the messaging is that, you know, you are covered. It's 100% of your costs. You know, all you have to do is pay this amount every month. And in the case of, like what you said, childbirth, we'll make sure that you're taken care of in terms of your medical costs.
Yeah, Madiba, that's a great question. When we look at medical aids versus your specialists out there, there's a lot of complexity, obviously, in medical aid design and the regulations surrounding them. But essentially, you know, medical aid cover at their specified rate, whether it be one or two times that rate, is kind of the average on a plan. And then, you know, specialists obviously have their rate that they charge, and there's the discrepancy between the two rates where the issue comes in. And, you know, you can be on a comprehensive medical aid and still suffer the same kinds of shortfalls as if you were on a basic hospital plan, you know, for the same treatment. And it's, you know, the issue is essentially the discrepancy between those two rates, the charging of specialists as well as then obviously the coverage of the medical aid. And that is specifically where, you know, gap cover was brought about to obviously, you know, insure against that gap. And so, yeah, it's not that there's per se an actual problem that's solvable by the medical aids, nor by the specialists. I think it's just important to understand, you know, that the medical aid coverage, generally speaking, might not be sufficient, and that's the role that gap cover plays. So it's really important to obviously combine the two products, the one obviously gap cover complementing the medical aid.
If I may ask, you know, at least from a consumer point of view, why gap cover is even necessary to begin with, right? And I'm asking that because you guys are, I guess, specializing, you know, in finding the best insurance quotes for people. And, you know, you said that you guys cover different, you know, different types of insurance. I guess before I ask the question of, you know, why is gap cover necessary? Are we seeing gap cover in any other place within the spectrum of insurance?
Yeah, so I think to answer the second question of gap cover and other types of insurance, I think, you know, we look at, let's call it your car insurance, for example. You know, you've got what is called value-added product suites, or VAPS for the abbreviation, to cover shortfalls on your car insurance. So things like tire and rim scratch and dent, which you might have heard before, those are essentially gap cover products for car insurance. So if we look at that and then look at medical aids, it's essentially the same thing. You know, we look at medical aid, and medical aid premiums in general are quite expensive. And, the phrase is always used as a grudge purchase. But it's obviously really important. And the problem, you know, people look at the premium that they're paying for medical aid, but don't necessarily understand, obviously, the complexity surrounding a medical aid. So they need to have in place, obviously, the risk coping or risk mitigation plans in place to keep premiums as low as possible for the consumer, and that's where these potential shortfalls comes in. So in the same way as the car insurance, you've got your VAPs. For medical aid, you essentially have your gap cover, and that's why it's necessary. It's because medical aids can't really afford to cover 100% of all the costs all the time for every single type of treatment. And what gap cover has been able to do is ensure that the consumer can be, you know, fully covered for kind of a fraction of the price of a medical aid, because it's a complementary product. Their risk exposure is a lot less than medical aids. So that's really one way to kind of look at the necessity for it, if you can compare it to other types of solutions, insurance solutions out there in other areas like car insurance.
I'm still sort of struggling. Once again, I'm wearing my consumer hat right now, trying to understand, you know, why there's even a necessity for gap cover. I guess the angst is just around the fact that for insurance companies, you know, because, you know, I do understand that as a Compare Guru, you guys are not, you know, the, you know, insurance companies themselves, right? So we're not taking you to task on that fact, but, you know, just trying to understand, why sell something as covering 100% of my costs if it's not going to cover 100% of my costs?
Okay, so I think you've obviously raised an important piece of jargon that's used, which is 100% or percentage, which can get frustrating as a consumer, because you see 100% hospitalization cover and you obviously immediately assume, okay, well, I've got 100% of the cost. But what that 100% actually means is 100% of that medical aid rate. So if we look at it in multiples, you've got 1 times the medical aid rate, and that's 100%. 2 times is 200%. But if we use an example, I mean, let's stay on the childbirth example. You know, the medical aid rate in general is somewhere between 5,000 and 6,000 rand. So 100% coverage for childbirth is 5,500 rand, not obviously 100% of the cost. Then you look at the specialists charging for childbirth, and you're looking anywhere between 400 to 600%, or 4 to 6 times that medical aid rate. And that is obviously where the importance of gap cover fits in, because that will cover you up to 600% or 6 times. That's a generalization. Obviously, there's various levels of coverage, and obviously various premiums that go across with it. But as an example, I'm hoping that I can get across, obviously, to the listeners that, you know, that's where that 100% fits in. It's not 100% of the total cost, but it's 100% of the medical scheme rate. And that's one element or one area of gap cover that is important as well.
No. I'm definitely with you when it comes to the difference between the specialist rates and the medical aid rates that are being used out there. But like you said, very frustrating as a consumer, you know, sort of being sold on the dream of something being 100%, because it's like if I came in and said, you know, as a parent, right? My child says that I want to go to university, right? And then I'm like, no problem, my child. I'll send you to university. I'll pay for 100% of your costs. And then, you know, they decide to go to, let's say, UCT, and let's say the cost, you know, throughout their tuition, throughout their years at UCT ends up being 300,000. And then I say, ah, well, I know that I said I was going to pay 100,000. I know I said I was paying 100%, but I mean, I'm paying 100% of what I can afford, right? And that sort of seems a bit dishonest. Once again, like I said, I'm not taking you to task because you guys are not the actual insurance providers, but it really does seem quite unfair because the rates that are then being used by medical aids, right, sort of then become or seem arbitrary because they're not in line with the reality on the ground. Because if a specialist is charging 25,000 for childbirth, but the medical aid is saying we cover 100% and that's 6,000, right? The disparity there is like, it's as if someone is saying, I wish childbirth cost 6,000. That's what I'm willing to cover versus in the market, it costs 25,000, right? And it just seems like one of those things that's, pretty unfair, on the side of consumers.
Yeah. I definitely agree with you, and I think that's, you know, that's what we're trying, you know, at Compagri to educate consumers on. It's, you know, like I said, there's complexity surrounding the regulations in the medical scheme side, and it's not for a lack of regulations in the specialist side, but obviously, you know, the charging structures are kind of market related or market determined, not necessarily governed by any body. I definitely understand where you're coming from, and I think the analogy was great, sending a child to university. It is just unfortunately something that you know, we don't really have control of. I think, you know, as an example, maybe insights into the medical schemes sector, if you look at medical schemes over the years and how many we've essentially lost to amalgamations and acquisitions, it kind of shows the risk that medical schemes, you know, have, the risk exposure they have to covering in certain events. I think, you know, a huge consumer takeaway, you know, I try and get across as well in these types of discussions is that in any kind of life-threatening emergency, a medical scheme is liable to cover 100% of the cost. So that's anything relating to that event. So let's say a heart attack, for example, and there's 60 days in ICU, for example, and it's now 1.5 million rand. Now, the medical scheme has to pay that. So that is essentially where, obviously, the importance of medical aid comes in for those life-threatening events. And you can just get an idea of what kind of, you know, costs they might incur and the risk involved in that. And obviously, where and then trying to keep medical aid premiums generally affordable, even though, obviously, a lot of people argue against that statement. It's just obviously trying to show exactly the exposure they have as to why they have to put these kind of cost mitigation plans in place and certain coverage limits on certain procedures in order to obviously stay afloat. Like I said, we've seen a shrinking of over 50% over the last 10 years of the medical schemes industry. So then you come or enter gap cover, and I think it's just solving for that issue of the consumer, at least, you know, for those shortfalls. I'm hoping that gives a bit more insight into, you know, into why. And I think, you know, again, at Compagri, and you've got a lot of other people out there in the advice space that also assist in this, in helping consumers understand their needs and the appropriate products for that. We really just want to educate people out there on the necessity for Compagri, as well as that obviously medical aids don't always cover everything, and obviously can't cover everything.
No, that certainly does help to, you know, explain things. You know, once again, it is, you know, quite a tough state of affairs, you know, particularly for consumers that end up having to foot, you know, some of these bills. As you said, in your own case, you guys had a shortfall when it came to the birth of your own child. So as Compagri, just from the trends that you guys are observing, observing on your platform. What's actually been the take up on the ground when it comes to gap cover, right? Do consumers know about gap cover? Are people taking up gap cover? Do people still think that their so-called comprehensive insurance and medical cover is enough? Like, where do things stand just from the type of trends and take ups that you're seeing, you know, on your own platform?
So we launched Gap Cover about a month ago. So it's obviously been a relatively, well, when I say we launched Gap Cover, on our platform, we launched Gap Cover as an offering. And we've had relatively good uptake initially. And I think this is, you know, as part of our kind of consumer drive and awareness, we'll have a lot more stats to analyze in about 2 to 3 months. But initially we've seen good take up, but I think we have had a lot of queries, as you say, as to the importance of it. You know, and I think there is just that lack of understanding at this point, and the perception that medical aid will cover you comprehensively, which is obviously not the case. So we have initially seen a good uptake, but there is still that misperception out there, which we're trying to obviously help solve.
I'm not sure, you know, because you guys have had such a short time span, if you're able to then share, you know, at least from what you're able to see, who is actually taking up this gap cover. Is it young professionals? Is it single mothers? Is it married couples? Is it married men? Is it single men? You know, any light that you can share on that front?
Yeah. So without getting obviously too detailed, the bulk of our uptake have been young families. Individuals, my opinion on individuals is that they don't feel that they need it. I mean, much the same as life cover. I think if you're a young individual, you don't really see the necessity for life cover. The same really applies for gap cover. I think I've got my hospital plan, and you know, I'm covered. So that same misperception. But the bulk of our in terms of the kind of demographics, essentially, are younger families. So we're looking between, I think it's 28 to 35 would be the kind of age bracket as to the bulk of the uptake.
And then taking maybe a step back to look at the entire product offering from CompareGuru, what type of products, you know, have sort of been popular? Like, what are people interested in? Because I'm sure they come to the platform to sort of, you know, see what in the market. What are people showing interest in from what you can see?
So, yeah, the bulk of the interest is currently car and household insurance. That sees probably about 60% of our offering services that product vertical or that offering. And then interestingly, we launched pet insurance vertical at the same time as Gap. And that funnily has been, we've seen quite a high uptake on the pet insurance. That now currently is our second biggest product uptake from our offering. And then we've got a combination of the life and funeral. Funeral also kind of up there, or had been the second biggest before we launched Pet and Gap. And it's also really popular. So it would go car and household, now currently pet, then funeral, and then the balance made up of life cover and gap cover.
You know what? The car insurance, the household, and the funeral stuff, I kind of expected to hear it, but not the pet. I just have to ask, because I have you here, what is pet insurance?
Yeah, so pet insurance, it's an interesting one, but actually quite a great product. I mean, I don't know if you've got any dogs or cats, but I can also share experiences there where we had, we rescued a dog and he went for a simple neutering, and unfortunately that led him into a 3-week stay in one of the pet hospitals with a total bill of 55,000 rand. And the pet insurance, you know, covers that those kind of instances, as well as you know, regular vet visits. And I think it's becoming more and more popular as obviously the product gets out there, or the products get out there. Yeah. So, and it's a strange one, but very popular.
Well, that's actually quite illuminating. I think out of everything that has been said today, that's probably going to be my highlight. I didn't even know.
go check it out and compare you and see.
Because I do understand that people in the world that we're in, people can literally take out insurance on anything. I think, you know, a couple of years ago, people said that there was $1 million, insurance policy that had been taken out on, I think it was Rihanna's legs or something like that. And, you know, you sort of realize that, yeah, you can take out insurance on anything. But I didn't realize that pet insurance had become, you know, sort of the new wave in South Africa.
Yeah, I think there's definitely, like you say, insurance for everything. Not so sure about the legs in South Africa, and I think that's a very specialist risk, but yeah, definitely insure your pet.
All right. And then just before we end off, as Compare Guru, how do you guys, how do you guys monetize your platform?
So we're a registered financial services provider in the intermediary space. So the same that you would have your financial planner that looks after your possibly investment portfolio or your risk portfolio, we essentially earn in the same way. We don't charge additional fees like broker fees on the car side. You know, our commission is regulated by the product providers or the insurers themselves, obviously for us to intermediate the product for the consumer. So yeah, it's very standard type of model and charging, earning structure that we've got. And we don't like to charge anything above that. Obviously, we use the tech side to obviously create efficiencies, which allows us to not have any other fee structures in place like advice or broker fees.
All right. And then as a final point on this discussion, how do you advise that, consumers out there actually go out and understand what they're paying for, what's actually being covered, what's not being covered, and all of that, you know, because I think sometimes some of the complexity comes from the fact that as consumers, we sort of trust that something is as is at face value. But it sounds like, you know, there's a lot of there's a lot of homework that people need to do on their end when they're taking out any type of insurance.
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and I'd suggest that you do exactly that. It's important to do your own homework. I know it doesn't always, it's not always nice to go and try and read through a lot of information, but the more you get through, the more you'll understand, obviously. Other than that, you can chat to people, if you have your own intermediary or advisor in that space, you know, it's their obligation, the same way that we provide the service compared with you, to go and read up yourself, do some comparatives, and chat to us for guidance and solutions. It's their obligation to assist in that way as well, if they want you as a client, essentially. So leverage off the both the information out there as well as the professionals out there for that information. I think a lot of the time it's easy to chat to someone to understand it, and that's the most important thing. And then gap cover is always relevant. And I'm not saying this because we obviously provide the services, but it really is something that's very important to make sure that you don't sit with unexpected shortfalls. So, for those that are interested, obviously Compare Guru, we provide that the comparative platform. You can go and have a look, get some information, obviously chat to the gurus in that space as well.
All right. So that's been us with Travis Wilkins, who is the chief executive guru of insurance comparison platform that is Compare Guru, giving us some insight on what's going on in the medical cover space, the shortfalls that consumers are facing, the difference between what is being paid out by your medical aid versus the reality on the ground when it comes to the charges that are being made by actual specialists and medical professionals, and sort of just trying to walk us through explanations on why that is, how people can mitigate some of these things, the importance of gap cover, and then towards the end, we're now getting into some of the other trends just around their platform and where they're seeing things going. Quite surprised and amused to hear about the rise of pet cover. It's quite important, as he said, because he gave that example of a 55,000 rand bill, and it then makes you think about the type of additional costs that consumers are having to deal with on a daily basis. So Travis, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Madiba. It's been great.
This is Madiba's Tech.
That was a very informative and scary discussion, just talking to Travis around what's going on in the insurance industry and the importance of gap cover, right? And I'm actually thinking of investing in even more, investing in it, investing more, all of these words. But I think it's quite unfair, if I'm going to be honest, that you have this disparity in the industry. Now, whether you're going to place the blame on the side of medical professionals and hospitals, or whether you're going to place the blame on the medical insurers themselves, I think that can be a discussion on its own. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that consumers are not getting what they are expecting. They are not getting what they think they are paying for, right? And all of it it sort of seems to come from the fact that you have people taking advantage of the fact that they sell something that seems to be. And when you decide that you're going to take them up on an issue, they say, oh, but you didn't read the fine print. And I think the industry certainly needs to be better, on that front, because people are doing... People have a lot of things that they need to do. People are going through the most. South African consumers, right, are burdened at the moment, just given everything that's going on in the economy, everything that's going on around job losses, everything that's just going on around the cost of living. And now we're going to be saddling them further with, the high cost of medical care. And I guess, in a relative sense, the cost of medical care in South Africa might be slightly lower than what we see in places like the US. I think in the US, issues around medical care and all that are, quite tough. But just keeping things in South Africa, they do need to be a bit more transparent about what's actually going on the ground. And I think at the same time, as much as we talk about the responsibility that those companies take in the industry, consumers, there's also an onus on consumers to actually be informed and know what they're paying for, know what's actually going on the ground, know what the limits of the products are before you pay, or at least if you're paying, just having that awareness so that if something does happen, you aren't, facing ridiculous bills that might have the potential of crippling you or bankrupt you in the process. So that's been it. Thank you to everyone. So that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab. On Twitter, we're #BDSpotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gabaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.